faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the Man of Steel teaches the people of Apollo a lesson in democratic government. Then, just when he begins to feel that his troubles are over, he remembers something that threatens his continued operation as Superman.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Boy, this has really been a week, hasn't it, gang? With all the excitement on the Superman show and the news about that brand new series of comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Bet you're all set to collect them and to get yourself some snappy-looking buttons to pin on your jacket or your dress or cap. Because they are smart-looking, believe me, done up in full comic strip colors on gleaming white enamel buttons that show up like anything. And the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters are so true to life. The Little Moose and Barney Google and Cindy and Superman look so real, why, they could almost talk to you. Not to mention the fun you'll have if you happen to get a duplicate. Because then you can find out which one of your pals has a button to swap with you and add another Pep comic button to your collection that way. So remind Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep when she shops. That's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Those sunny, golden toasted whole wheat flakes that make breakfast such good eating. Remember, be sure to ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Having saved the planet Apollo and its inhabitants from destruction, Superman went to the village where he had left his friends, Zane and Lalo, only to learn that the elderly scientist and his daughter had been seized and carried away by soldiers of the Ra's, the tyrant ruler of Apollo. Meanwhile, in the huge council chamber of his palace, the beak-nosed Ra's, resplendent in his golden tunic, stands before Thane and Lalo, who are guarded by giant slaves 9 feet tall. As the Ra's' astrologers, Zama and Cree, look on approvingly, the ruler pours from a jug of gold into 2 tiny gold cups a colorless liquid which turns whoever drinks it to stone. Now, with a mocking bow, the Ra's offers the cups to the pale Thane and Lalo. Listen.
Drink, my friend, so that you may remain with us forever as statues of stone.
Nay, nay!
Compose yourself, my daughter.
Will they stand in your garden, O universal one?
It will amuse me to stroll there and see Thane, the statue.
Father!
Hush, Lalo.
They will stand in the square, a constant warning to any who dare plan rebellion against me.
An excellent plan, O Ra's.
Aye, excellent.
Hear me, Ra's. Destroying us will only hasten your downfall.
Indeed.
Aye. The people grow weary with the bonds of their slavery. The near catastrophe to our star brought them together, and the miracle which saved them gave them courage. They know me as their friend, and if harm comes to Lalo and me, I warn you they will rise and overthrow you.
Hear the fool.
He is indeed a fool, sire.
The people know our giant soldiers would crush them to pulp.
Nay, you deceive yourself. The people know now they're made by the great being to walk free and equal.
Aye, destroying me will harden the people's will to throw off their bonds.
Never.
You heed my word. I say to you...
Silence. Your voice wearies me, Thane. Already my proclamation goes out to the people that you and the evil spirit you conspired with, he who calls himself Superman, together brought our star close to destruction, and that therefore he must die.
But that will...
Drink.
No, I will not.
Coward. My daughter did no wrong. Let her be.
Call them and make them drink of the water that will turn them to stone.
As the giant slaves seize Zane and Lalo to make them drink the stone water, Superman, carrying the giant orb, is streaking through the air and is now in sight of the egg-shaped palace. Wearing the half mask which protects him from the Krypton gas in Apollo's atmosphere and the mental telepathy helmet which enables him to speak with the inhabitants, the Man of Steel sees the scene within the Ra's council chamber.
Uh-oh. Thane and Lalo are in trouble. Hang on, Ort. We're going down.
But the giant slaves guard the palace. Pull 100 of them.
We're not going to tangle with them yet. We're going right through the wall. Down! Hold everything!
Superman!
Evil spirit!
Let go of Thane and Lalo!
God! Slaves! Kill him!
Not today, fellas! I'm not in a dying mood!
Come on, there are enough lumps for everyone.
Kill him quickly, or all of you shall be turned to stone.
Something tells me your killing days are all over, Oz. Sorry, Mr. Giant.
Take this.
Well, you're strong, my big friend, but you need boxing lessons. This'll cool you off.
What shall we do, sire? Superman overcomes the giant.
Summon all my giant guards, all of them quickly.
Let them come, the more the merrier.
Have care, Superman.
Quick, Ort. Take Thane and Lalo away through the back entrance. Hurry.
Kill him, guards.
Well, looks as if I'm really to get a workout now.
Okay. Take this.
Destroy him. Destroy him, or each of you shall be destroyed.
His fists working like steel pistons. Superman slashes and flails at the 100 powerful giants. Hairy, great-muscled men 9 feet tall who swarm upon him, seeking to bear him down to the floor and destroy him. Seizing one, then another, he hurls them at his onrushing foes. Takes to the air above their heads with giants spilling from his cape. Then drops down again to rain punches as giant after giant groans and collapses. Then, as his massive slave soldiers are deposited in ever-growing silent heaps upon the floor, the beak-nosed Roz and his astrologers grow pale and begin to tremble. Finally, when it appears certain that none of the ferocious giants will be left standing, the Roz and his astrologers turn with one accord and rush from the wrecked council chamber, bleeding with fear.
And now, you last two. One to the chin like this. And ditto for you like this.
Now!
That does it. These fellas were tough. What with fighting the sun's rays, and then these chaps. Never a dull moment up here.
Uh-oh. Now what?
In here! Follow me, my friend!
Thane, I thought I'd sent you out with Lalo.
You have already defeated all the giants, Superman.
Well, of course. What are you doing back here?
Great Scott! What?
Tell me, why are these people here with you? Does this mean more trouble?
Nay, the people of Apollo have risen behind you, Superman, and have come to your rescue.
Well,
we reasoned it was you who saved our star from destruction, so we must help you. And now, if ever, was our time to rise against the wicked Roz.
Aye, we hold now the scoundrel prisoner. We will see him drink of the storm water this time.
Aye, he and his astrologer shall be turned to stone.
Oh, one moment. The people have promised to heed your counsel, Superman.
Well, now, look.
Tell us how you, on your star, which you call Earth, govern yourselves, and what we shall do now.
Well, I think what you should do first is to have a general election. Let the people vote for the men they want to govern them.
We vote for Thane to be our Roz.
Aye, Thane!
Silence, I beg of you. Then what, Superman? Shall the people, as they wish, be permitted to make the Roz and his astrologers drink of the stone water?
Aye. Make them drink now.
Let Superman speak.
Well, we had a situation very much like this on Earth. The rulers of a nation called Germany enslaved and plundered a good part of the world before the freedom-loving peoples banded together and finally defeated them. When the war was over, we gave the German leaders a fair trial.
Do you counsel us then to give the Roz, Zama, and Free and their soldiers a trial?
Yes, I do. That's the fair thing. Yes. On Earth, we feel that every man accused of a crime, regardless how strong the evidence against him is, deserves a trial.
Then so shall it be here. Will you stay with us and help us establish a free government, such as you have on your star, Superman?
Unfortunately, I can't, Thane. You know I can't breathe in your atmosphere without these cylinders of nitrogen and oxygen, and they're almost empty now. Besides, I've got to just remember.
You seem distressed. What is it?
Oh, I have no idea how long I've been gone from Earth this time. It must have been several days I spent traveling through space looking for Apollo and then getting it back into its orbit. There was no day or night in space, so I lost track of time.
Oh, what does this matter, Superman?
Matters a great deal, Lalo. Because I left a letter to be given to a friend, a man named Perry White, at the end of the week in case I wasn't back on Earth by then. And that letter reveals my double identity.
Your what?
I do not understand.
Well, there's no time to explain now. But unless I get back to Earth before Mr. White gets that letter, well, it'll be just too bad. Goodbye and good luck, Thane, Lalo, all of you.
Wait.
Don't go yet. We haven't properly thanked you.
Well, don't bother. Perhaps I'll see you again. Take care of yourselves. Up and away!
Leaping above the crowd of grateful Apollonians, Superman pauses briefly to wave to them, then streaks away through the wrecked wall of the palace and turns toward the distant Earth, worried that the secret of his double identity may already have been exposed. And Superman has good reason to be concerned, as we'll find out in just a moment. So stand by.
Say, think of it, gang. 18 brand new comic buttons to collect from packages of Kellogg's Pep. A brand new series of comic buttons, like the ones you've had so much fun with. That's something to get excited about, isn't it? And these new Pep comic buttons are the best-looking things you ever saw. Bright-colored, gleaming white enameled background, the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters standing out so clear and sharp. 18 different buttons in all. Toots, Casper, and Barney Google, the Little Moose, Superman, just to mention a few. They're all old friends from the funny papers, and their pictures are really true to life. You'll want to collect every single one of these new Pep comic buttons. And you'll want the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals, too. That's excitement that's hard to beat. So ask Mom to get you plenty of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's how you get these new comic buttons, one in each box. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time you open a package of Pep, there's your snappy prize. And there's some mighty snappy eating, too, because Pep is a whiz of a breakfast cereal. Tastes so crisp and sunny and golden toasted, you practically can't resist it. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
It is noon in Metropolis. Dr. John Millison has just arrived at the Daily Planet. Ushered into Editor Perry White's office, the famous scientist hands White an envelope, heavily sealed with wax.
What's this, Dr. Millison? Before Superman left Earth the last time, he gave me this envelope. He asked me to guard it carefully, and in the event that something happened to him and he failed to return to Earth by the end of the week, he said I was to give the envelope to you.
Oh, he did, eh?
Yes. The week expired last night at midnight. I waited a few extra hours, hoping against hope that Superman would return. But, as you know, he didn't.
No, and neither did poor Clark Kent. Poor chaps. I wonder why Superman left this letter for me.
I don't know. It's probably very important. Why don't you open it?
I will. No, wait a minute. Lois Lane and Jim Olsen should be here when I open it. They were as close to Kent and Superman as I was. Oh, Miss Bagrack, call Jim Olsen and Lois Lane. Tell them to come into my office at once. I can't imagine what could be in this letter, Dr. Millison.
Neither can I, but it should be very...
I'll find out right now.
Puzzled, Perry White rips open the heavily sealed envelope in which, as we know, is the letter from Superman, revealing his identity as the mild-mannered newspaper reporter Clark Kent, the secret Superman plans to reveal only after his death. Is Superman's most cherished secret, which he has protected so many times with all his great powers, to be revealed now, at the very moment when the Man of Steel is rocketing through space from the planet Apollo? We know that not even Superman can travel the many millions of miles through space in time to prevent Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and Lois Lane from reading the confession White now holds in his hand. So what will happen? We'll find out in Monday's exciting episode. So don't miss it. Be sure to tune in Monday, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, on a chilly morning when your nose wakes up half frozen, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just the time for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Why, just the name to make you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, crumbles. You know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. Sort of sweet and mellow rich. This is Crumbles weather, gang. Just the time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.